Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Summa Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SSVR and on the OTCQB under the symbol SSVRF. We are chatting with the CEO, Galen McNamara. Now, Summa Silver has a couple projects that the company has, let's say, active exploration programs on. A lot of recent news has come out of the Mugion property. That is in New Mexico. Again, a lot of drill results recently. We will post a link to the company's news section where you can read over a lot of those results. The company also holds the Hughes property located in Tonopah, Central Nevada. And that project has some ongoing drilling on it right now. So, Galen, let's start with the Mugion property in New Mexico in terms of a large resource or a large drill program that is planned to issue an initial resource here for, I believe, next year. Take us through some of the recent results and what the drill bit is telling you about this project, please.
Sure. Sounds good, Corey. Thanks for having me back on the show. So, you know, that's a great place to start is the Mugion property in New Mexico. A couple weeks ago now, we put out results for two additional holes. And we've drilled five holes in total on the property, the highlight being 31 meters at 459 grams per ton silver equivalent. So just a very, very significant, wide, long intercept in just the fifth hole that we've drilled on the property. You know, to put that into perspective, 31 meters, that's about like standing at center ice and then looking down towards the goal line. You know, that's that length between center ice and the goal line on a hockey rink. So, I mean, just to help put that into perspective, you know, like that is by far the best hole we've ever drilled as a company. And, you know, we've only been around for a couple of years, but still it's very significant. And, you know, the way I like to describe it is that, hey, you know, I don't really know any non-world-class camps that host holes like this. So it's really early days in that we've only drilled five holes, but, you know, the potential I think is very, very strong in that. You know, so that's just one, the first zone we're drilling on this project, but you zoom out, you know, this first zone has a strike length of about 500 meters, but zoom out property wide, there's 34 kilometers of prospective vein and structure on the property, you know, most of which aren't drilled. So I'm really just getting the sense here that we're just starting to scratch the surface, and we've got a lot of work to do to find that out.
Yeah, Galen, well, congratulations to your exploration team on hitting it right out of the gates. I mean, really, even the first results you put out back in March were solid hits with 11.6 meters of 450 grams per ton silver. And then you had that high-grade zinger in there, about almost a meter of 1940 grams per ton silver equivalent. So you've come out of the gate strong at Mugion. And a lot of people, as we were talking about before we started recording, kind of saw New Mexico as just kind of secondary projects. Some companies have these projects people consider throwaway projects, and everybody was focused on Hughes. But I think you've really proved to the marketplace you now have two solid projects running in tandem. So maybe just speak to where you think things are going with Mugion as you move forward with the drilling.
Yeah, no, that's right. That is. There's really here two projects that have that potential to be that, you know, A-plus grading properties or tier one properties down the road for sure. And, you know, I always like the southwestern U.S. I always like these historic Wild West mining districts. And, you know, now we've got a chance to make new discoveries in both of them, and we're having some success so far. So that's, you know, one thing that I kind of think about and reflect upon. But I mean, going forward in New Mexico at Mugion, you know, just drilling out this first area, if we were to do it at 50 meter spacing, would require somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25,000 meters and maybe 50 holes. For an inferred resource. Now, you know, we don't, maybe we don't need 50 meter spacing, maybe we need 75. So it'll be a little less drilling and a few fewer holes. But, you know, end of the day, the important thing that I like to remind myself about is that, you know, we're drilling into a very thick, significant vein of significant grade. And the first five holes have shown that very strongly in that, hey, we might need to drill 50 holes into this thing. And we're five holes in, we're already getting numbers that are like 31 meters of 459 grams per ton silver equivalent. So, hey, you know, my experience going through, you know, drill outs like this before, usually the fifth hole isn't the best one, you know. So, hey, stay tuned for us over the next year as we push this thing towards a first resource. I think there's a lot of fireworks to come, or at least I really like our chances. And the team at site is really excited to keep hitting the gas pedal.
So it sounds like there's a little change to the drill program then, potentially, because the most recent news release, May 3rd, said that you're anticipating a minimum of 25,000 meters of drilling on those 50-meter spaces to get to that resource. How many meters do you think you will actually drill here if you don't need to do that 50-meter spacing?
Well, it's just a matter of time before we get to that amount of drilling, because like I was saying, this is just the first 500 meters of 34 kilometers of general targets, right? So this is just the start. But I would confidently say, you know, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000 meters, give or take. But it's something that's, it's evolving, you know, Corey, as we get more information and we say, hey, these veins are actually super continuous and the grade looks super good. I mean, the last hole was a 270 meter step out. You know, you can start to justify that, hey, you know, you might really justify more space between holes. So instead of 50 meters, you might think, hey, 75 meters is reasonable here. And we're working with our people that, you know, work on resource estimates and our consultants. And we have a great team built on that, and that we'll probably talk about in due course. But, you know, the messaging that I'm getting back in a preliminary sense is, hey, you know what, guys, so we don't need to drill this at 50 meters. We might think about drilling this at 75 or 100. So when you think about that, okay, if we need to drill, you know, the same area with less holes, you know, that's less meters. But at the same time, if the deposit stays open, you know, when you drill out that area, it just means you can cover more ground with the same amount of meters, if that makes sense. So in that sense, it's a moving target in that, hey, we might just be able to cover more ground with the same amount of meters. So stay tuned on that for the next few months.
Yeah, Galen, that's a good point, because if you can step out a little further, you could still do the 50 holes and still do the same amount of meterage, but just cover more ground. And to your point, it's not usually the fifth hole that gets everybody excited on a project. So I'll be interested to keep following along with the first 50 holes and see how this all keeps pulling together. But let's shift over to the Hughes property in Nevada. I know you guys have been working on that and you have done some work on it over the last year as far as drilling. And then you are going to be setting up, you know, the next drill program on that. What's the plan at Hughes in Nevada?
So that's another one. So that's the one exactly we're drilling right now. We're taking a little break in New Mexico and drilling in Nevada with two rigs, just concentrating really on building ounces in Nevada as well in a systematic way. So just step outs around where we know there's mineralization as we try to build ounces on that project as well. So drilling will probably continue there for another month before we concentrate on New Mexico again. I think, you know, my philosophy as a geologist and as a CEO is, you know, always be drilling. So I always want to have a rig turning. And, you know, so we're doing that in Tonopah right now and getting some interesting results over on our Murray area, which is on the western side of the property over by where BlackRock just put out their 43-101 resource. But we're also going to probably test something at Belmont as well, which is in the central part of the property. But again, you know, this one, Tonopah is interesting. And, you know, over on the BlackRock side of the district, our neighbors, you know, they've put out what I think is a great, strong starting resource, 43 million ounces at, you know, 450 grams per ton silver equivalent, give or take. That is just to start for this district. You know, there's lots more silver here. And, you know, that resource that they put out validates that idea that I've been saying, that, you know, Andrew Pollard and Bill Howell have been saying the same thing. There's a lot left here. So just on our side of the project, we've got 3.5 kilometers of strike that we've drilled four target areas on, and all four have hit high-grade mineralization, over 1,000 grams per ton. So, you know, it's a matter now of, I think, I think both of us continuing to wrap our hands around how many ounces are left in this famous old Nevada district. I mean, it's one of the reasons why Nevada is called the Silver State. So, yeah, lots coming. But, you know, the other thing, too, that people ask me, guys, is where do you want to allocate your meters? And, you know, coming back to New Mexico, when you drill a hole that's 31 meters of 459 grams per ton silver equivalent, it's very hard to justify not drilling that first. So that's kind of where my mind is at right now is returning to New Mexico and really stepping out around that and continuing to build ounces on both projects. But we're going to switch back to New Mexico pretty soon here.
So Galen, with so many targets on both of these projects, sounds like still a lot of exploration and true discovery exploration to do. Why move forward with initial resources here? Again, when you just have so many targets and really it seems like the market is more impressed right now with potential size and scale rather than coming out with a resource.
Yeah, you know what, Corey, that's a good question. And that's like the classic CEO or junior mining dilemma when you have something good on your hands is when to put out a resource. And I don't really know what the answer, the right answer is. given the current market conditions. But, you know, we're going to just press forward with the drilling and take it 1 month at a time and see where we're at the end of the year.
Well, Galen, just with all these projects on tap, what is the budget for the remainder of the year and what kind of cash does the company have in the treasury?
You know what? Again, with the turmoil in the markets the last few weeks, you know, I think budgets for all of the junior mining companies are changing. So we've got $11 million in working capital right now, which is what I'd like to call a war chest for getting a lot of holes done. If you'd asked me a month ago, hey, what's our budget going to be? I would have said, hey, we're going to aggressively drill out both of these projects as quickly as possible. Now, I think, you know, myself and Suma and a lot of other companies are taking a little bit of a wait and see approach. So, you know, like I was saying, we're always going to have a rig turning. But right now, we're really taking that approach of seeing how markets develop in the next couple months. We'll have at least one rig turning in New Mexico, and then we can always scale up very easily when the time comes.
Okay, Galen, thank you for the update. Sounds like just still a lot of drilling this year coming at both of the projects. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Galen regarding anything that's going on within Suma Silver, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Suma Silver. We'll be following up as more news hits the market. So Galen, have a great rest of your week and please keep us up to date on future news.
Okay, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.